And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon." They began to relate their experiences on the road and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread. And those are God's holy and inerrant words. We confess, of course, as Christians, that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was buried, and on the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures, gloriously in power. And what we're shown first is the assurance given by the two angels to the women. The women were coming, we learned in the last chapter, at the very end, they were coming to bring the spices and take care of His body before it laid in the tomb for however long it would be after that. And visiting the empty tomb, that Christ indeed they saw had risen from the dead according to His own promise, as He spoke about it in verses 6 through 7, it was spoken of through the prophets. And they remembered the word of Christ. And they believed. But when they went to report these things to the apostles, these women being after the resurrection, being the first people, the women were the first people to witness and to evangelize and tell of the good news. And they brought that good news to the apostles, the 11 it says, and then to the other disciples who were with them. But the apostles did not believe them. The apostles and the rest of the disciples who were with them did not believe these women. Which ought to encourage you in your evangelism to be persistent. Because of course they would believe, and they just needed to see for themselves. Like Peter shows us, Peter had to see with his own eyes, so he ran to the tomb. Two other disciples were traveling near Jerusalem. And through verse 35, we're shown Christ meeting them and is making Himself known to them. And what we find with them too is that they needed to see for themselves. And yet we are instructed that we ought to have faith, not based on sight. But He says in verse 25, "O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into His glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them the things concerning Himself in the Scriptures. And that we might say He did so again, because He had done so many times. And having understood it, was Christ, when He broke the bread before them, they had to see again. Well, beloved, we don't have the opportunity to see ourselves. We have to believe by faith of what He says here. And so, after He vanished, after they recognized Him, and after He vanished, the two went to Jerusalem. It seems almost that they went that night. They didn't stop, they didn't rest and go to sleep, it doesn't say that, but they went immediately to Jerusalem. They had already traveled 7 miles, it was the end of the day, and after Christ vanished, they went immediately back to Jerusalem. 7 miles, walking, we might even think maybe running at times. And they found the other apostles, and they testified also, not just like the women. They testified of the risen Savior. Beloved, Christ is risen. And we know since He is risen, we too will rise in Him if we are in union with Jesus Christ. Our bodies, as our catechism says, are when we die, our souls do immediately pass into glory and are made perfectly holy. And our bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in the graves until the resurrection. But what hope do we have that our bodies will be resurrected? Our souls will be resurrected upon our death. It's only if we are in union with Jesus Christ. That is, if you have believed the gospel unto salvation. And so you too will rise. And so you're called here to come and believe in the risen Savior. Because if He has not risen, then we will not rise, and there is no hope. And this is all a waste of time. But we know it is not, because He has risen. And so put your hope and your trust in Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we praise Your holy name. your glorious name, Yahweh, and how you are a God who is faithful always to your promises here. Even as we heard this morning, the promises from Daniel before that concerning the Babylonian exile in Isaiah. You are faithful not only in the good promises, the ones that result in blessing, but you are faithful in the promises of curses towards those who break covenant with you and turn from you. And so, Father, as we consider the prophets, what they have said, and the Scriptures and all the promises, Father, we knew, consider the Scriptures, that Christ would come and He would suffer. We think of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53. And He would suffer. He did suffer for our sakes at the hands of sinful men, of which we, if we were there, we would have done the same thing. Father, forgive us of our sins. We have put Christ to death. We crucified Christ because it's our sins who put Him there. And He voluntarily did so Himself, taking up His cross and dying for all our sins and the guilt of our sins and the condemnation and the unmitigated wrath that we deserved to be upon us for all eternity. He took it upon Himself. And He cried out, my God, why have You forsaken Me? And He was innocent. Father, we're thankful for His love for us, Your love through Him to us, that even now You have given us of Your Holy Spirit and You've put Your Spirit in our hearts to change our hearts, to believe the gospel that we need not see to believe. But we believe because You have said so. We trust that what You say is true. And all of the Scriptures, not just the good things, but even those promises of judgment and cursings. And so that ought to grieve us in our heart as we think of the many, perhaps family members, who would die in their sins and do so for all eternity. We pray that we would be godly witnesses, evangelizing faithfully and boldly of the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like the women did here at the tomb when they went back to the apostles. Even when those who should believe, sometimes in the church, they should believe. We should believe, and sometimes we don't, because we are sinful and ignorant and struggling in faith. But there will be often times when we talk to people in the church and they will not believe. Father, we ask that You would forgive us of our sins, that we are just like them. And that may that not be us any longer. But we would trust what Your Word says, no matter what would become of us or what would be required of us, because of what You have done for us in Your love. Father, we're thankful for these women who went and they preached, in a sense. They proclaimed the gospel. We're thankful for the two men who came back to Jerusalem quickly and told again the disciples and the apostles. And yet we'll find, in a matter of a week, still another apostle doubting, Thomas. Surely many other disciples. Father, we're thankful that he has believed, and that many others, including ourselves today, have believed. We pray for those who are in our midst, who may have put on a show and have not turned unto You truly. Father, convict them in their heart of their sin and cause them to see that their only hope is found in Christ alone. Father, we pray also for our children, not only the ones here, but those who have gone out from us, who have not believed, in our many churches. Father, we ask that You would recall to them the Word that's in their hearts already. Bring it back to their minds and send Your Holy Spirit to regenerate and make new their heart. Father, we praise you for the resurrection. Without your Son rising from the dead, we have no hope. But we do have hope, because he absolutely did rise from the dead. We praise you for those who have struggled in their faith. We praise you for those who have struggled in their bodies. And you've answered our prayers and you've reestablished them. You've strengthened them in answering our prayers. Father, you've answered our many prayers, maybe not as recently, but in times past, many years later, you've provided Pastor Elliot and a call near to us, which is a great blessing. And we praise you for a God, that you're a God who answers prayers, that you're a God who provides for us in all of our needs, not only spiritually but physically. And so we're thankful that you're the God who answers your people's prayers. And that we know. As we continue in worship now, as we've already prayed, we pray that you would hear our prayers and answer in accordance with your word. For the sake of your Son, for we pray in his name. Amen.